proclamation number 4533 dated the January 6, 1949. Spiritual turning point. Total transformation of Earth. You can take it for granted that the world is facing a change, spiritually as well as earthly. The Earth itself is approaching a total transformation, a transformation of its surface as well as extensive internal changes, and, likewise, people need to prepare themselves for a process that will have spiritual repercussions because all life on Earth, human and animal, will cease to exist as soon as the reshaping of Earth is underway. Thus it stands to reason that the entire transformation will have a spiritual foundation, that a new school for the spirit will be created which, however, will first call for the destruction of the former. Earth cannot continue to exist the way it is at present if it is not to circle through the universe amid other creations and heavenly bodies devoid of all purpose. Change has to take place, and this act of transformation will be experienced by people to whom God has given the grace to use the final opportunities for achieving maturity. For God has blessed the last days of this earth's existence by providing blessing upon blessing for people who could certainly reach full maturity by the last day. That the gifts of grace are ignored, that the majority of people do not welcome and thus do not accept them, is only proof that the last days have arrived. Hence only few will be able to observe the final act of transformation because they accept God's will and therefore also know of His eternal plan of salvation. They will not be harmed by the process of transformation as they will be raptured before the last act of destruction of the old earth. And thus the change will merely affect them such that they will change their environment for a kingdom of peace until they return to the entirely reshaped earth as root of the new human race. Until the last day, however, others will still have ample opportunity to change and thus save themselves too. For as soon as their spiritual transformation has taken place, as soon as the soul has returned to God, whom they had adamantly resisted so far, the souls also become aspirants to the kingdom of the blessed and need no longer fear the destruction of the old earth. No creation on the old earth will survive nor will any human being continue to exist who is not lifted to heaven by God's love beforehand. The complete destruction of the earth's surface as a whole will also result in the demise of every creature, and the transformation of any soul capable of change will have been achieved by the hour of the last judgment. Hence it depends on the human being's spiritual change whether he will survive the end of this earthly period and be permitted to re-inhabit the new earth as a child of God. All people will still be capable of change but only few will be willing, and thus the earth's process of transformation will take place, given that people's will shall no longer take the right direction and earth no longer fulfills its intended purpose. Earthly life is misused. As a result, the whole of humanity faces a spiritual turning point. However, it will not happen on the old earth and it will only consciously be experienced by a few people, whilst the majority of people will indeed enter an entirely different developmental stage, hence also be affected by the spiritual turning point. But in a regressive sense, they will lose their physical life and continue their existence in a completely different form. Life will have ceased to be in the state of death will surround the spiritual essence because it will have failed as a human being, because it did not use its opportunity to change in order to redeem itself. In the universe, however, the act of transformation will denote an entirely new period of redemption and the conclusion of an era which was extremely significant, because God himself incarnated on earth in order to exemplify to humanity the change from a human into a divine being, which all people should accomplish. Earth, which carried his physical body, will now have to help the hardened spiritual substances, solid matter, to achieve redemption. Every living thing will have to experience the change of its external form. Everything constrained in a form below the human level will have to be able to comply with the impetus for ascent. As a result of Earth's total transformation, this will indeed be possible, since the love of the divine man Jesus also encompassed the as yet unredeemed spiritual substances, which he also intended to help with his act of salvation. When this period of redemption comes to an end, it will also mean the end for all creations in, on and above the earth. Then the continuation of development in the creations of the new earth can commence for all spiritual substances which still need to be redeemed and which, depending on soul towards God, will animate the various forms until their final salvation. Amen.